Hey everyone, this is Dan Tellerico.
And this is Eric Silver.
And Eric, what are we talking about today?
I thought today, Dan, we'd talk a little bit about trust online.
What does trust have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, I think most people, when they talk about trust, they're talking about, like, can you trust that that person's actually a 16-year-old girl? Or can you trust, you know, this person who's saying that they're an eBay seller really sells things on eBay?
Always.
But what I'm really talking about is I'm actually talking about the algorithms underneath it all. And can you actually trust the recommendations that you get, the search results that you see, the people who bought this also bought kind of advice, or is that stuff all a little suspect too?
I think there's sometimes you have to wonder, you know, about, you know, the motives behind that, you know,
yeah,
why
absolutely.
The session, why are they telling you those things?
Yeah, right. I mean, the reason that they choose to do it is because somehow it meets their corporate goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think too, right, that's the right level of skepticism to go and say. And that's, I mean, I'm sure you don't see this coming, but this is all a transition to me talking about something cool about Pick'Em'All.
All right, let's hear it.
So the neat thing about Pick'Em'All is you can actually change the algorithm. So we had somebody a little while back who came onto the site who looked at, you know, the 10 best scotches, and they got in touch with us and said, I don't think those are the 10 best scotches. I don't think you know what you're talking about. And I was able to send back to them, here's another list, also from the site, that sounds like what you were saying was important. And then, and that was the right list for him. He was like, yeah, maybe one change, but I agree. And the thing that is really cool is that anyone who doubts us, anyone who doubts our recommendations, can actually go and on a sliders page create a blank set of preferences, no preferences, and then slowly add their preferences in and confirm that each change actually is totally transparent and honest. Because we also, on the item pages, say how our algorithm feels about, you know, the cost or the top speed about every individual item.
Now, why don't, like, more sites, why aren't they more upfront about that?
You know, I think there's a couple reasons. I think, first off, it's pretty hard to do. I think that, you know, the way that most algorithms are set up, you know, it's hard to see inside and see how the engine works. I think the other is that, you know, a lot of times the reason you were giving that recommendation is because it's a profitable item or is because it's just worked well in the past. You know, when you've recommended it, people bought it. And so, you know, when you have that kind of profit motive, you know, probably you don't want to shed a lot of sunlight on how your algorithm's working.
Well, it's excellent. It's great to be able to share that information with our users.
Yeah, I'm really proud of what we're building. Anyone who's listening to this audio will, right as it comes out, come back in a few weeks. It's going to be an exciting time.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening.
Cool.